a team of scientists.
It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A significant security update is planned for the Colorado State Capitol. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
State officials started planning changes to the Capitol after people spray-painted the building and damaged doors and windows during protests last year. The latest discussions put the project at close to $10 million. The possible changes include a fence around the building and the adjoining Lincoln Park, plus new cameras, reinforced doors and windows, and more. Representative Susan Lontine is chair of the Capitol Building Advisory Committee.
We want to respect that the Capitol is the people's building, but we also need to balance that with our safety.
The spending hasn't yet been approved, but it may gain new urgency with the breach of the U.S. Capitol this week. The projects could be in the works for months to come. The state legislature will briefly be back in session in the coming days before taking a month-long break. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow spoke with the Secretary of the Army on Sunday about last week's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The congressman, an Army veteran, was briefed on communication breakdowns during the chaos and the lack of law enforcement support. Crow asked about reports that active duty and reserve military members were involved in the insurrection. Crow and fellow veteran Representative Ruben Gallego had requested an urgent briefing about plans for the inauguration on January 20th. A number of record-high temperatures set in Alamosa last year have been nullified. KRCC's Mike Purcell explains.
A lack of proper ventilation in a thermometer at the Alamosa airport was responsible for the faulty readings. The corrected data was supplied from a backup station about 2 miles north. Greg Hevener is with the National Weather Service in Pueblo.
When issues arise, we're trying to prevent them from one thing from happening again, but also correcting past transgressions when it comes to weather information, weather data.
Hevener says the malfunctioning part has since been replaced. A total of 7 new record temperatures, including the monthly high for April of 2020, were corrected in the historical database. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
The Denver Sheriff Department hired its first chief of mental health services who will oversee those services for people in Denver's jails. That's Dr. Nikki Johnson. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.